Our locker room chats continue here on 92.1 KMCA, talking Frankfort basketball, joined by girls head coach, that is Brian Ebert, presented by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfort, Countryside Feed, and Community Healthcare System. You had a game Tuesday night against Onega. We'll get to that in just a moment, but haven't really had a chance to talk to you a whole lot about the TVL tournament. Obviously, at Frankfort this past week, just an incredible week and a lot of great games, and your team finishing in fifth place after a victory over Clifton Clyde on Saturday, 47-29. Just kind of take us through that week and just what you saw from your team and just everybody who was kind of involved in general.
Well, it was a good week, obviously. Anytime you can host it, it's beneficial to your team because you don't have to worry about the travel. Really, the only thing is a headache for us is trying to find a practice time, but we were able to squeeze a couple practices in. And really, honestly, after, you know, the first game against Hanover, I thought our girls really, I don't know, capitalized on taking that and building on that and not being satisfied with that loss and really going at Troy and Clifton Clyde and playing well against those two, and which are two teams that, you know, are compatible against us, you know, equal. And I thought our kids did a really good job of coming out fired up and playing well against both of them.
Yeah, and after the loss to Hanover, back-to-back wins against Troy and Clifton Clyde to wrap up that tournament. And some teams had the luxury of getting Tuesday off this week and not getting back to it until Friday. You're one of the few teams that jumped right back into it on Tuesday night. You went on the road to Onega and got another big win, 62-17. How'd you like the way your girls kind of responded after that busy week?
Well, after a busy week, you know, you're always worried about letdown, and I felt like our girls did not have that. You know, right the first minute of the game, I thought Onega was giving us a really good challenge, and then all of a sudden we hit a couple shots, and it was like the floodgates opened. We had 26 points in the first quarter. We hit 5 of our 9 threes in the first quarter, and that just really got us going, and we were able to sustain throughout the rest of the game, and I thought our kids played well after a long week last week.
And your team right now sits at 8-4. You get Clifton Clyde on Friday night, a road trip, very challenging opponent, obviously one that you had just seen and beat. So what needs to be different, or not necessarily different, but what's kind of the expectation for this next go-around?
Well, definitely, you know, they're going to change some things up and try to do something different. We just got to meet the challenge no matter what they throw at us. The big thing is don't let the road beat you or the bus trip. So we got to be ready to play out there. It's always tough to play Clifton Clyde at Clyde. So our girls got to be ready to step up to the challenge, and hopefully we can do that.
Frankfort girls coming off a win over Onega on a Tuesday. We'll get Clifton Clyde on the road on Friday, currently sitting at 8-4. Brian Ebert, head coach, joining us, presented by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfort, Countryside Feed, and Community Healthcare System. Coach, we appreciate it as always. Thank you so much. Good luck on Friday, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you, Brandon.